The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. There's two stories connected here. Local government wipeout, and therefore something's got to happen about Brexit. Adam.
Yes, and a lot of people saying, a lot of experts, a lot of pundits, and frankly a lot of polls telling us that it was Brexit that dominated the issues of our local council elections. I have to say these are slightly odd local elections in that they're in most places, but not London, not the big cities. Anyway, the results are interesting because, as you say, a kind of wipeout. 1,300 Conservative councillors lost their seats. Labour lost 80, so therefore they were expecting to gain and didn't. The big gainers were the Liberal Democrats, the Greens, and independent parties. But then out of this, as you say, the connection is that being that Brexit is therefore back on the agenda, people are fed up and frustrated by the lack of movement. We know that Theresa May has called on the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, to listen to the people, as she put it, and sort out a way forward with her. Except that Labour is saying that the Prime Minister betrayed those talks by leaking details of their previous meetings. So both sides are, in theory, trying to break the deadlock, but kind of blaming each other for the deadlock at the same time. It's like two rival Afghan warlords or something trying to sit down in a tent together. It's just not happening somehow.
Hopeless, isn't it? Hopeless. All right, Adam. Yeah, it is hopeless. But anyway, the wipeouts in local government, someone's got to understand the message. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.